You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Well, we all know there is a deadlock after the second election and the question is, what's now? And after failing to secure a clear election victory for the second time this year, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu must wait days, or more likely weeks, to learn if he can stay in office or whether he must step aside. With most of votes counted in the Tuesday's election, the bloc led by Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party was almost neck and neck with the centrist grouping led by his chief rival, the former general Benny Gantz. Netanyahu's bloc looked poised to control maybe 55 of parliament's 120 seats, with 56 going to Gantz's Blue and White Party and his natural partners. Both fall short of a majority government of 61 lawmakers. Just to remind you that no single Israeli party has ever won an outright majority. Everybody says, who won, who won, who won? It's not who won. The person that can actually form a coalition is the winning one. So he needs like a block, at least 61, with all the other small parties. It's very similar to what's happening in Italy. It can cause instability as well. So that's going to change now that nobody has ever won an outright majority, and it's not going to change in this year election. We had now, this is the second, remember we had one, Israel had one on April the 9th, and now the second one was last week on Tuesday, September 17. Many things hinge on the outcome, chiefly whether it is the beginning of the end of the Netanyahu era, or if the man known to his supporters as the magician can conjure up a record fifth premiership and claim a public mandate to help fight off corruption allegations. We don't know. Just over 4 million Israelis, I think almost 4.5 million Israelis, voted in 11,000 polling stations. So it took, I think, till Friday to count almost 99% of the votes. And the centralist Blue and White Party of former General Benny Gantz, Netanyahu's main rival, is ahead of Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. Gantz got 33 seats and Netanyahu 31 seats. I mean, this is average. I mean, previously, if you're thinking about the glorious day of the Likud and the Avodah, they actually managed to even get 40 seats and 41 seats in the 80s and in the 70s. Well, now it seems that there are more smaller parties. And Avigdor Lieberman with eight seats is a lot. Avigdor Lieberman was a defense minister in the previous governments, seems to be the central figure in negotiations. And why? Lieberman, heads of Israel Beitenu party, is fiercely secular and hawkish on issues relating to security and the Israeli-Palestinian conflicts. So he has said that the only option he would support is a national unity government that would include both his party, Likud, and Blue and White. We know that he will never go together to a government with, the left parties, the left-wing parties, because he's really right-wing. However, Lieberman, by the way, is something of a wild card and has made unpredictable moves in the past. Like, everybody thought that in the end he will sit with the religious parties, with Netanyahu, and form a coalition last time, but he said no, because he was against the religious parties, not against the parties. He was against the policy that they wanted to impose, that release Yeshiva Buchers from going to drafting into the IDF. He said every Israeli citizen must go to the army, and that was the contentious issue last time. So what happened now? What will happen now? President Reuven Rivlin will consult with all party leaders about their preference for prime minister and will then choose the one he thinks has the best chance of putting together a coalition. Simple as that. The nominee, who does not necessarily has to have the, it doesn't have to be really the head of the largest party, is up to 42 days to form a government. And if he fails, as Netanyahu did in the previous election held in April, the president can ask another politician to try. What happened last time, Netanyahu rushed and dissolved the Knesset before the president had a chance to nominate somebody else to form a coalition. think the president is still remembering it. I don't think it will happen now. But it could take weeks. Past coalition negotiations have often dragged on until the very last minute. And whoever is asked to form the next government will have to accommodate numerous parties. However, it could prove quicker if Netanyahu and Gantz choose to join forces and form a unity government with or without the help of Lieberman. But just to show you that also Blue and White Party has a problem with the religious parties because they're also opposed to the law that religious students, the yeshiva buchers, from going into the IDF. So that's also a problem. But Gantz and Netanyahu, together with Lieberman, can make a really good unity government. They will have the numbers. So what kind of government tend to emerge? Well, there are often surprises and unpredictable alliances. So we can't really say this will happen on that. Netanyahu-led unity government would be complicated to build. Gantz has ruled out participating in an administration with Netanyahu if the Israeli leader is indicted on looming corruption charges. He said he will sit with Netanyahu, but if he is indicted, he doesn't see himself in the same government with somebody that's been indicted on corruption charges. And Lieberman has said that he would not join an alliance that included Israel's ultra-Orthodox parties, and these are Netanyahu's traditional partners. So Netanyahu's own party could even outset him to avoid instability and pave the way for a governing coalition between some other Likud politician and Gantz's Blue and White, leaving Netanyahu in the political wilderness. And what's about Trump's peace plan? There is a peace plan that we don't know much about. Netanyahu has said that he expects U.S. President Donald Trump to release his long-delayed plan for Israeli-Palestinian peace soon after the election. But Trump may want to wait and see what government is formed before unveiling the plan. Netanyahu would certainly have a hard time getting far-right allies to sign on any peace plan involving concessions to the Palestinians. That's one problem. And Netanyahu had announced his intentions to annex the Jordan Valley in the West Bank where the Palestinians seek statehood. But without a clear majority of right-wing backers, such a move appears unlikely. A cabinet with Gantz in it would likely be more open to negotiations with the Palestinians. And what about Netanyahu's legal problems, you're asking? Well, Netanyahu's political trouble could greatly affect his legal predicament. Attorney General Avishai Mandelblit, who has announced his intention to induct Netanyahu in 3 corruption investigations, is expected to decide whether to formally charge him only by the end of 2019. So we have to wait till December to find out if he is really going to be inducted. But there is a pre-trial hearing in October, during which Netanyahu can argue against indictment. He denies all wrongdoings. And Netanyahu's right-wing and religious allies had singled support for the idea of granting Netanyahu's parliamentary immunity. But that scenario is likely to cause a public outcry and now appears absolutely remote. And if Netanyahu does become prime minister, he would not have to step down under a law that but right-wing and religious allies are not expected to pressure him to resign even if he's charged. But if he's forced into a unity governed with Gantz, he could face far more political and public pressure to leave office. So some analysts have suggested a deal may be broached in which Netanyahu steps down from public office for good in return for reduced charges. But we don't know anything about it. This is only speculation.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.